This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The landscape of potential tariffs continues to shift. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
Rascal Flatts, live. August 12th, 8 p.m. at Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
I like the sound of that.
Country music's greatest vocal group, Rascal Flatts. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office.
Ready for some summer nights, come on.
Rascal Flatts live.
Several major developments have taken place when it comes to trade. This includes delays in the implementation of country-specific tariffs, as well as new threats of tariffs against the European Union, Mexico, and Brazil. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau, said the new deadline to circle on the calendar is August 1st.
The president announced that about a week ago, giving many countries more time to negotiate deals with the U.S. to lower tariffs. And certainly in agriculture, we hope to reduce barriers and increase our opportunities to export our products.
Salmonson said farmers could face the brunt of impacts if tariffs are implemented.
I think you'd get a couple of impacts. One, their products coming in here, of course, would be more expensive. Some of these tariffs from the 20 to 30% or higher. Things that farmers use, inputs that come from overseas, would definitely become pricier. If tariffs go into effect, countries will respond. Either they retaliate with their own tariffs on us, or they may look elsewhere to buy.
Salmonson said it's still too early to know how trading partners will react.
We've seen in the past, China put on some higher tariffs. They ended up about 10% more. Other countries don't have a big history of retaliating. Even though they get higher tariffs, they don't usually put higher tariffs on what they get from us. But then again, they may look to purchase elsewhere if they can find it.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, check out our 5 daily ag news stories and sign up for our e-newsletter to get those stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every evening. For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.